BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? When J.J. Barea get a player do we go up to number four? A serviceable player. Pitts Patrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, and Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Of course, I am great on the piano. No, I'm just see, I can't start anybody else until they chant my name. Joining me today in the studio is B3 Exponent.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where we make your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO-GO. CSB.com.
And we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
There you go. And join me, us in the studio, of course, is Mr. 315.
The styling, profiling, limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, son of a gun. Woo! The nature boy.
There you go. I was waiting for him to do that.
Nice.
Very good, man.
That was really good. You sound like nature. I thought I was listening to Ric Flair for a second.
That's what I'm thinking.
Some of the best promos of all time come from Ric Flair.
That's very true. And join us again for another show is Smoochy. What's up, buddy?
Go Suns.
Go Suns. Let's go to NFL news. Cowboys signed Luke McCown. Woohoo. Can't wait to see him tonight. It'll be interesting.
Lucky Luke. Yeah. Is he going to play? Are they going to let that man, old man
He'll play?
Kellen Moore needs to play the whole game.
No.
Yes.
No,
Kellen
you
Moore
got to
play
the
whole
guys.
Game.
Kellen Moore is all right. He's decent.
Let him play a half.
Let him play the whole game.
For what?
Because there's all the reps he's going to get. Hopefully, if you're a Cowboy fan, he's going to get all season.
He needs to play a half this game, then you play him some of the next. He doesn't play the whole. You need to see what else.
That's why I got one backup.
So who are the three quarterbacks on the roster right now? You don't know? Come on, man. I'm disappointed.
It was Zach Dessert, but he got cut.
It's Dak, it's Kellen,
and
McCown.
And now in McCown.
Yeah, that's it.
No.
We're not going to go out of Lennon and sign Mr. Number 7.
We don't need to.
It's not going
to. No, they don't need
you. Y'all got a quarterback. Y'all good.
We don't need him at all.
Dallas don't need him, no.
And Dak's footwork is impressive in the pocket. He scrambles around, but he sets his feet to throw quickly.
Somebody suggested me, like, on another podcast, like, you guys should go for RG3. I said, for what?
I heard the San Diego Superchargers might be signing RG3.
For what? What legs does he have?
Yeah, I don't know. What does he have left? I mean, what?
How he's going to get there?
Apparently, he has more than Colin Kaepernick
has
left.
That dude made out of paper mache, bro.
And you know.
Oh, Copper Rush. That was Central Michigan, the rookie.
Copper
Rush? The one that threw the touchdown pass last year against Oklahoma State.
Isn't that,
that
like,
didn't count.
Isn't that like a medical thing that sports people are using now that you can buy?
No, this kid is – no, he is supposed to be pretty good. I mean, he's going to be third string tonight.
Mm-hmm. Copper
Rush. Is he going to play tonight? You think he'll get some run?
Yeah, he'll play.
Might as well.
He should.
Yeah, I mean, he'll
the
play.
10 people that's there to support him, you got to make them happy.
Oh, no. Everybody's playing tonight, or in. Yeah. Everybody's in Ohio, in case you didn't hear. Because this weekend, Jerry goes to the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Everybody's there. Mm-hmm. And they said the whole team will be there for Jerry.
So this is just going to be a pretty big.
Oh, it's the Cowboys
session
for
Jerry.
Look out for the Cowboys. You already know.
So. This is where the
Cowboys take over once again.
This is where the GM and assistant coaches make their money in the preseason. Right.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it while you see greatness around you.
Jerry Jones need to roll up with like seven women.
I don't know if I ever said this.
A big cigar.
But if I wasn't a Bear, I'm a, see, I'm a Bears fan for a reason. I'm a, I'd be a Cowboys fan.
I know.
I would be a Cowboys fan.
Why?
That's where I love you.
I was in love with the star on the helmet, and I had like this Tony Dorsett shirt when I was a kid.
Tony Dorsett.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably be a Cowboys fan.
Look, man, just let us just wear off on.
Because I'm not a Cowboy. Listen, I'm not one of those
guys. You got a bunch of Cowboys near you, let rub off.
It's not going to happen. I grew up in Louisiana to where everyone left Louisiana and moved to Texas to be Cowboy fans. Yeah. And I just, nah.
Cowboys fans
everywhere.
And then
when I left Louisiana, I moved to Buffalo.
Ooh,
in the middle of four straight losing Super Bowl.
Oh, you lived in Buffalo?
Yeah, I lived in Buffalo for 8 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 8 years?
Yo, and it's so funny because like the first year they went to the Super Bowl, like they had pep rallies at the school and everything. And they were bringing like Kenneth Davis came out there and Henry Jones. And then like the second year it was like Scrubs.
Buffalo.
And then by like the fourth year it was just like the mascot. Like
we going back to lose again, folks.
That's your typical college town. It's just cold.
Yeah, that's the only thing there.
Yeah,
it's about
10 colleges there.
Well, you got the Buffalo Sabres if you're a hockey fan.
Well, no, I went through it recently because I went to Toronto.
Oh, okay.
And, dude, that town looks so run down. It's not.
It's old folks.
Now
it's making money in Buffalo? Probably not.
All right. Some other news. Seahawks extend Cam Chancellor to a 3-year, $36 million deal with $25 million guaranteed. Okay.
Didn't that already happen? Like,
it just happened.
That's what he tried to hold out for 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and it didn't work. And
so he didn't get paid then? They didn't rearrange anything?
No, I think they...
No.
They waited until now.
Gave him a couple of dollars to shut the fuck up. Yeah. You know what I mean? Pretty much.
Then he came back and did the illegal batting thing and all that. Because
I'm telling you, man, they're a different team without him.
Yep.
Can't lose that caliber player.
Nope.
Man.
Raiders first-round cornerback Garian Conley cleared of rape charges.
So it looks like it was a good gamble by the Raiders. I mean, they did their homework going into the draft. Yeah. They saw that it was probably going to get drafted.
Because I heard the girl lied because she was mad because he kicked her out of the room and she. Good. I'm glad he's clear of that, man.
Chargers shut down wide receiver Mike Williams for all of training camp. He probably won't play.
He ain't gonna play this year.
Yeah. Damn, Chargers.
They're snake bitten, man.
Curse.
They need to fire everybody that is in training, their trainers, everybody.
Doctors, whoever, man. Cause
I agree.
Actually, you know what they need to do? They need to spend a six-year, $110 million contract on that preacher that just got hurt.
Go rub some hands on somebody.
Yeah, because you need it.
Yo, look, I'll bring him in. Hell, you got to pay the $110 million. I know you got blessings in your pocket.
Right. Lay down the Holy Ghost.
Hey, and then their second round pick tore his ACL.
Yes, Lamp.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you know Allen is going to get
hurt. Keenan Allen last year.
No, he's going to get hurt this year.
Verrett the year before that.
Yeah.
Like they.
Yeah. Melvin Gordon got hurt last year. Probably going to get hurt again this year.
Yeah,
Danny Woodhead got hurt.
Get traded.
Only person that's consistent is Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates.
And he got hurt.
I'm glad you mentioned that. How is it in 15, 16 years Antonio Gates been playing, he's still running that same corner route. Like, he is still running that corner route.
And he's running it with a bad foot. He's hopping that route.
Because he's a basketball player playing football.
He's one-legged Michael Jordan out there.
I'm open.
He's been boxing people out for 15 years.
And he's going to the Hall of Fame with
Absolutely.
And, you know, I had this debate in a group. Who was the better tight end, Gates or Gonzalez?
Wow, that's a good question. I would go Tony G just because he was a little durable.
I'd say neither because they never won anything.
Neither one of them won.
So in football, that's hard. But, you know, that's hard.
Tight end's different.
They won in the same to me.
Quarterback is the most influential place on the team.
That's right.
Every other position is harder.
I would agree with you if I throw this at you. Who would you rather have, LaDainian Tomlinson or Marshall Faulk?
Ooh, another one.
LT. Because I'm an LT fan.
Shut
LT.
Your face.
I'm an LT
Somebody
fan.
Unplug his mic.
Wait.
No, I love LT.
Why? For what?
I just was always an LT fan more than Marshall. I'm not saying Marshall wasn't great.
I was a Marshall Faulk fan. Great. Yeah,
Marshall was I was LT, yes, he was. Man. I mean, I always loved him in San Diego. I love everything about LT.
Man,
because he remind me
Marshall Faulk. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He remind me of Emmitt to a
and
point.
LT right. got an MVP trophy out of that career.
So does Marshall Faulk.
When did he get one?
The year before Kurt Warner. The year before Kurt Warner.
Yeah. For the Rams.
Him and Kurt Warner were battling each year. And his teammates was going
to
be there.
He was in Indianapolis, and I thought they traded him to St. Louis that year because they were getting Edger and James.
And no offense, though. But
yeah. No, you're
and
right.
Indianapolis,
Marshall,
they were awful.
Marshall and LT are closer than you think, right, for people that say Marshall's a lot better.
No.
Because Marshall had some great weapons in San
Francisco. They damn near the same
Louis,
dude.
Right? Mm-hmm. In San Diego, it was Phillip, him, and Gates. That's it. Mm-hmm. No one else on that team.
And it was the LT show. So, I mean, dude had to go for 2,500 all-purpose yards every season. Like 30 touchdowns every season.
Remember Falk at San Diego State?
No,
he was like must-see TV on SportsCenter.
Well, LT was the same at TCU.
He was.
When he was playing the Horned Frogs, he was great.
I like them both.
What I liked better about LT? I think pass blocking, he was better than Marshall, I thought. Like the blocking schemes, he was.
Then we're, yeah. Then that'll probably close the gap.
I think LT was just a little better.
I just like LT.
I like backs.
LT was better around the goal line to me. Like you get near the goal line, LT can find the end zone. LT found the end zone.
I'm into backs who can block.
Right.
I am.
I like LT.
As great as Adrian Peterson is, I'm surprised he hasn't got this quarterback killed.
That's true.
Because have you ever seen him? He's terrible.
Marshall
Peterson is horrible.
One thing you're overlooking, Marshall Faulk was a beast out of the backfield.
No, he was. Yeah. He was amazing.
Yes.
LT never really was.
LT was great out of the backfield too. Not like Faulk.
Go
back and watch the tape, LT. He was a
go look at them MVP season stats for LT.
I think LT was the better back out the backfield.
He could cut the corner better than Faulk.
But Faulk. All around?
The biggest difference to me is who he had around him. And LT didn't have the talent Marshall had. Never. I mean.
Had Antonio Gates.
I'm just saying. He had Antonio Gates and Phillip, but that was
and
it.
And I think
dude.
They still should have won a Super Bowl.
No, they should. They never had
the wide receivers.
Right. They should. They should have won the Super Bowl the year they lost.
They didn't.
They lost to New England in the playoffs. They should have won that.
LT was hurt the week before. Phillip was playing on a torn ACL.
Let's bring up that. And speaking of that game, that's the game LT didn't come back in.
Yeah.
He couldn't.
And there's questions if he could or not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
said he couldn't cut.
They hold that over his head. Like,
and they have a bad coach. So.
Turner?
Schottenheimer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Schottenheimer was okay.
I never liked Schottenheimer.
But, no, he wasn't that coach to get you to the next level.
No, it sure wasn't. No.
That's my problem with Schottenheimer.
Okay, so I just –
he get you to the playoffs.
I just looked it up.
What?
LaDainian Tomlinson's best year receiving was in 2003. He had 725 yards.
Okay.
Marshall Faulk had 2 1,000-yard receiving yards.
That's different, though. Different teams.
He played with the greatest show on turf.
You playing with
but he also
Louis
ran 4,000 and caught 4,000.
No, but that like they San Diego didn't have the same offense that St. Louis had because they had Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Who in the hell can you name a Robert?
And then you have Ricky.
How many more rushing touchdowns did LT have than Marshall Faulk?
Right.
At the end of the day, were you getting in the end zone consistently? Were you finding the end zone?
But, I mean, you receiving
yards. But once again, with St. Louis, they had a ton of weapons. We're weighing apples and oranges.
Right. You know, both are Hall of Fame players.
I think they're
two of the greatest of all time.
I think they're very comparable.
They are. I mean, they really are. I never heard.
And LT will tell you straight up, I patterned a lot of my game after Marshall Faulk.
Right. I never heard this comparison. This is a good – I never heard
this is a good one.
Yeah.
I mean –
that Gates and Gonzalez, we're not leaving till we talk about that after.
Marshall Faulk had an even 100 rushing touchdowns and 36 receiving touchdowns. LaDainian Tomlinson had 145 rushing and 17 receiving.
Because he was on record to break Smith's.
He broke that one record.
What record was it? Most season in a season, like 30 or something.
That was the year to have LT fantasy football.
That was the year.
LT was dope. LT was dope. And we shared the same birthday on me and LT.
Congratulations, Mr. 315.
Terrell Davis, like
what?
I hesitated when I thought of him for Hall of Fame until I looked at it. If you look at it, like his numbers are crazy.
He had a 3-year span where he was unbelievable.
Shanahan,
right.
Like, but
Shanahan.
That's true. But he won two Super Bowls.
Two Super Shanahan. Bowls.
Two NFL MVPs. But he's like, Super Bowl and MVP. A 2,000-yard season.
I know.
Like, Shanahan. What more do we only do?
I only think, but he's like 55th all-time in rushing or something like that.
But, okay, let me ask you this, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Name a back. How many backs got 1,000 yards under Shanahan?
Every last one of them.
All of them.
Every last one of them.
Orlandis Gary.
Yep.
All of them. He was just pulling out the woodwork.
Ruben Drones. Didn't Ron Dane come back and have? Yeah, all of them.
Oh, yeah. 3 years ago, I had 1,000.
Yeah, probably.
LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to his credit, he was just happened to be in the right place at the right time, benefiting because he was on the tail. That was John Elway's tail end.
Yeah,
and he was like the main.
But
focus.
You know what? He
and was that the Denver offensive line.
He was the nail in the coffin. He was the nail in the coffin of winning John Elway those Super Bowls too.
Yeah.
He, to me, he was Emmitt Smith to Troy Aikman, right? Because they fit perfect together. At the time.
The bailout.
They just did.
Yeah.
The bailout.
Bailout.
I like TD, though.
Huh?
I like TD.
I like TD, but put him
on another team?
I know. Yeah. That's what I was saying, too.
Yeah. And that's what started the debate, because, like, I don't remember him just, like, taking over games.
And
like
was he the best back in that point in the league?
No. That's what I was saying. Was like, in that era, I remember it was like Priest Holmes.
There was a few good running backs.
Jamal Lewis. I would take Jamal Lewis over Terrell Davis.
Once again.
I would have. I mean, dude, 2,000 yards. See, they ran him into the ground.
They did. They kind of did what Dallas did with DeMarco Murray.
Same
thing. Just, hey, we're going to use him to the wheels fall off.
If you look at the seasons Jamal Lewis had compared to Terrell Davis, I mean, dude, come on.
Now Jamal Lewis is all messed up now.
Yeah. And Jamal Lewis, everybody knew, like, they didn't have no type of wide receiver.
Offensive weapons, period. Elvis Gerback.
Kyle Bowler.
Dilfer.
Kyle Bowler. Jamal Lewis and Shannon Sharp.
They got
the job done.
But when your defense only gives up 12 points
that's
a game.
That's right.
I think they only give up 10 and a half.
With the Ravens, it's like, listen, we're going to hold them to 10 and a half. We need you to score 13.
No,
not even turn the ball.
Hey, not even that. We're gonna hold them to 10. We even gonna score one every couple games.
And when we get to the Super Bowl, we gonna score all for you on special
because
teams,
we got on the defense because we got Ray Lewis and Ed Reed is gonna.
And that was pre Ed Reed
and Chris McAllister was taking everything. Yeah. Just go set it up. I bet you that was running defensive blocking plays. Yeah. We picking it off.
Yeah.
All right. This is a fun debate, but we got to get into the North. Unfortunately, we have to talk about the North. Minnesota Vikings, Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, not Teddy. Who's the other bad quarterback? Oh, Sammy Bradford. That's it.
You say Teddy was bad? Teddy, it's not enough tape. You can't say he's bad.
There was enough tape for that one season.
Division had the highest rated QBR in NFL history with Sam Bradford.
Which is amazing. I still don't understand.
Now, Bradford
can. Wait, timeout. Say that again.
Of all time.
But Bradford can throw the football.
Yeah, he's
only thing
he's like a straw man in the.
Straw man. You know, we got noodle arms.
He's
now
a straw
we got
man.
Straw man.
He's a straw man.
Because that's all he can do is throw little straws very close.
Shoot,
And he stands in the pocket like a straw man.
Let me see. Free agents. Terrence Newman's still playing there. That's amazing. They added Michael Floyd, suspended. Dante Jones, Latavius Murray, of course. Riley.
Syracuse.
Yep. And Mike Rimmers is there.
Woo! Turnstile. Turnstile.
Yep. They lost Adi Cole, Rhett Ellison, Charles Johnson. Where did he go? Oh, he went to Carolina. That's right. Charles Johnson's here in Carolina.
He's going
to
get cut because the kid can't play wide receiver.
Matt Khalil, Jeff Lackey, Captain Munderlin.
Bum.
AP and Andre Smith. Exactly. Captain Munderlin's a bum.
Cap is going to bring that fire to our second.
Hold on a second. I want to challenge two people to a basketball game. I dare you to show up. First is LeVar Ball. Second is Captain Munderlin.
I've seen Captain Munderlin. My niece is in like the fourth grade, and she's taller than him.
I'm 5'5". I'm 3 inches bigger than him.
Yeah, he might have a mean post game, bro. Right? You never know.
I ain't worried about it.
He might have some mean handles. Got that killer crossover.
Cap Munderlin.
could, bro.
Captain Munderman.
So Muggsy Bogues was 5'5 with the meanest crossover ever.
I remember somebody edited his Wikipedia page and said he was 5'4.
That was me. That was me. I did it.
Soon as you get an end zone, Cap Munderland. Well, you know who's getting the ball. Whoever that guy is guarding.
I just hope that he lines up across Mike Evans. That's all I want.
Oh yeah.
What?
We got Mr. Bradbury for that situation.
You a Panthers fan too?
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
Like by choice?
Well, I lived in North Carolina all my life, and then
so it's by default. Then.
Well, I've been in North Carolina my whole life.
I mean, West Virginia doesn't have a team.
When you get a team, in your home state, you got to let go of one thing. And
you don't.
And I let the 49ers go, and I jumped on the Panthers bandwagon.
Oh, all right. I get it.
Yeah, pick your poison. Yeah. 49ers or Panthers.
49ers. Man. I mean, 49ers are losing. You're a Panthers fan now. We get it.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I've been through 1 in 15 seasons.
So, like, 2 and 14 seasons. Since, like, the get-go?
From the get-go. That year, Kerry Collins almost took us to a Super Bowl. If we would have showed up in Green Bay a little better.
All right. Oh, Lord. Here we go again. Don't go back to that.
Steve Berline and George Seifert was on the sideline together making magic happen.
George Seifert remind you of Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Somebody. They're just not a good coach.
That slick back.
Jake DeLone.
He was there for the Ray Caruth days.
Right. Oh, whoa. Wait. All right. We're staying away from that one. All right, OJ.
Fred Lane.
All right.
Can't forget Fred Lane.
Tim Biakabatuka.
Right. Oh. Well, I thought Bianca Batuka coming out of Michigan was going to be something else. He was definitely something else.
All right. Looking at the Vikings schedule, they opened up the Saints September 11th. That's going to be Pittsburgh.
Loss.
Which one?
That first game at the Saints. Adrian Peterson.
That's right.
Dalvin Cook's debut.
Yeah, that's true. If he plays,
he'll play.
Yeah. Who Dalvin Cook?
Tavius Murray will be playing a lot.
Tavius Murray ain't a three-down back, man. Yeah.
Dalvin Cook is an opening day starter.
Multi-back situation.
Maybe after six or seven games.
Supposed to be good. Never does it. He never quite gets it.
He got paid.
Who's that?
Tavius Murray.
Yeah.
Then they're at Pittsburgh, home to Tampa, home to the Lions, at the Bears, home to Green Bay and Baltimore, at Cleveland, bye week, at the Redskins, home to the Rams, at Lions, at Falcons, at Panthers. Tough stretch there.
So they play the NFC South and the AFC South?
AFC North. Mm-hmm. Bengals at Packers to finish year and home to the Bears. Last game.
That's a sub-500 season.
What does the Vikings finish at?
Their defense is still stout, man.
5-11.
I'll say 8-8.
7-9.
Yeah, I'm going 7-9. No offense.
I mean, they're the second best team in that division. So they should be able to rack up on the two teams that's below them.
What do you say?
That should be 4-1 right there.
I can't. Right,
look, man. I try not to say nothing about the bit. I'm looking positive. Hey,
yo, listen, y'all. Okay.
So what you got? The Vikings going?
I'm gonna go 8-8.
All right. What you got, Mr. 3-1?
Still 7-9.
All right, Smooch.
You know what? I'm going to go 9-7.
You just said 7?
No, but I just thought about it.
Two more wins?
Because they'll beat y'all twice.
They'll beat the Lions twice. They
never beat us twice, though.
Shots fired.
They never beat us twice.
Man.
Josh Howard had his breakout game against the Vikings.
Mitchell Trubisky go be in there.
No, he won't play all year. I guarantee that. He won't play all year.
They're going to force him to play
He won't play. They got to move him
along. He's not playing until Mike Glenn wins 5 games.
Yeah.
So, I'm going.
Mark Sanchez is going to play before Trubisky.
Hey, I am. Yeah, Trubisky's not going to play a lot. I can't see him playing a lot this season.
He only played 13 games in college. So, you got to bring him along slowly.
Well, unless they start out slow because John Fox says, I need to save my job.
Yeah.
Then he'll play.
Yeah.
This is the year.
Yeah. I don't think he'll play. No, I'm going 6-10. I got them going 6-10. Let's move on to the Green Bay Packers. Of course, they bring back Aaron Rodgers. Martellus Bennett is back to the team. Devon House is signed with the team. They lost a lot, dude. They lost Micah Hyde, Jarrett Cook, Deontay Jones, Eddie Lacy, T.J. Lang, Christian Michael, who cares, Julius Peppers, and J.C. Tristar. They've added Martellus Bennett in the house, man. That's the biggest thing.
Only thing Rodgers needed was a tight end. He was always lacking in that department.
Well, he had a tight end last year.
Jared Cook did make a great catch against you guys.
Unfortunately.
But Jared Cook didn't live up to the expectations.
And Martellus Bennett, damn sure ain't going to live up to it.
From St. Louis to wherever he's at right now.
Yep. I'm trying to remember where he went. They open up home to Seattle, Atlanta, home to Cincinnati.
Man, they getting it in right off the bat. They could be 0-2.
Don't
right
it seem like they
you
always
know what?
Don't
it seem that's like, fine, though. That's when they go on a run later in the season.
Don't it seem like they always play Seattle week one?
Yeah, it does.
That's a new rivalry. They like their rivalry, man.
Hey,
we play Seattle.
That was supposed to be y'all. That was supposed to be y'all.
The Packers have a tough schedule.
They do. They got the Bears schedule. Week four. At the Cowboys, week five, at Vikings, back-to-back weeks.
Damn.
The Saints at home, they got a bye week eight. Home to the Lions, at the Bears, home to the Ravens, at the Steelers, home to the Bucks, at the Browns, at the Panthers, home to the Vikings, and at the Lions.
That's tough.
10-6.
Yeah, that's what I'm going. I'm going 10-6.
I'm going 6-10.
All
right,
hold on a second.
One could hope.
If AR-12 ain't playing, then
you're
maybe.
You're going 10-6.
6-10. That's what I'm
6-10 for the Packers?
8-7-1.
Did you say 6-10 for the Packers?
8-7-1.
Okay.
That's what I said. Yes.
6-10.
He said 6-10.
That's
folks.
One of them questions you're going to keep asking you until you change your answer.
Sure, like, I can't believe you, sir.
You wanted to say 6-10.
That's my
Packers. Is that your last and final?
That's my Packers hate talking out my heart.
I see. Because he's getting ready to remove the mic.
Did y'all do the NFC South yet?
That's my package.
I think
hey,
no,
what day
next
is
week.
That? When is
next,
yeah?
Oh, next, I'll make sure NFC South next week.
You need to be here next week. Yeah. For what did you say? 10-6.
Yeah, 10-6.
I'm kidding. Y'all 10-6 also.
No, you said 6-10.
It's on way.
Stay true to your conviction. Stay true.
Don't be an NFL owner.
Yeah, 6-10, baby. The Green Bay Packers go 6-10.
All right, I'm going
to Tennessee. Wait the season starts.
I can't wait to see who you pick to win the division.
Okay.
All right, this will be fun.
We already know where that road is probably going.
I hope it's not going where I think it's going.
It sounds like it's going down Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, to Michigan.
So if he got the Packers going 6-10, that means Detroit is winning the division.
Got to be.
The Michigan Avenue that's in the state of Illinois. He just sounds like he's going down that road.
He's at the wrong program then. If it's in Chicago, maybe you must be thinking about Notre Dame.
Oh man,
going 10-6.
Continue, everyone. Let's continue with the picks.
All right. Moving on to the Lions, that great Lions team. They added DJ Hayden, Jordan Hill, TJ Lane from the Packers. Spence, Wagner, and Wardlow from the Falcons came. They lost Andre Roberts and Larry Wolfert. That's it. They really didn't address the running back situation.
And Wardlow's shot.
Yeah, Wardlow's.
He's done.
Yeah.
Ebron is still hurt?
Ebron, come on, dude. He's constantly hurt.
He's stupid. I know. Inconsistent.
Ain't he? Oh, my God.
He's not even that good. They drafted him 10.
No. He was like top 10, right?
Listen, yeah. Number 10. His talent is really outstanding.
Yeah, he's
if
yeah.
he stays
he
healthy.
Played at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill for the football team. His talent ain't that great. Now, you were saying the basketball team. That means he
wait,
played
whoa,
for the
whoa, whoa,
football
you
team.
You here talking about Mitchell Trubisky is going to be great. I mean,
did I say Mitchell Trubisky was going to be great?
He did.
He's not going to be better than my pinky toe.
Whatever.
He's going to be nice.
Yeah.
He's going to be nice.
The man can't hit open targets at practice with shorts on. What is he going to do in the game?
It takes practice.
That's why we're going to that's why we got to move along slowly. He fumbled like four snaps
there's
in a row.
Bortles
shot four interceptions.
There's 3 to 5 year plan snaps. With Trubisky. It's 3 to 5.
That's not long enough.
Trubisky, rookie. Bortles is about 5th year now.
5 years.
He's
5th, 4th year. All
right.
He's trash.
He still more picks than wins in his career.
That's crazy.
Thank you.
The Lions open up home to the Cardinals at the Giants second week, home to the Falcons at the Vikings.
0-3.
Home to the Panthers at the Saints.
One
bye week. Home to the Steelers, at the Packers.
Against the Cardinals?
Home to the Browns, at the Bears. Home to the Vikings, at the Ravens, at the Bucks. Home to the Bears, at the Bengals, and home to the Packers to finish the season.
You know what the Lions'
what do they go?
You know what the Lions' biggest problem is going to be this year?
Their coach.
The same thing that was last year. They can't get in the end zone because they don't have good targets inside the red zone. So,
Golden Tate.
6-10.
Golden Tate. Golden Tate.
6-10.
Yeah, 6-10, man.
7-9.
What about Marvin Jones? They got on the team.
Yeah,
he was hit or miss, man. He's so him and what was the other guy? Golden Tate.
Golden Tate.
They were so hit and miss all last year.
He came on after game three.
Marvin Jones will have a big game, and then he'll disappear for three games. And then here comes Golden Tate, maybe a good game. And then here comes some receiver you ain't never heard of that you probably can't even find.
You know what?
In fantasy football.
This division is so bad. They will finish 8-8. This division is so horrible. They will finish 8-8.
Yeah, look. 6-10 from the Packers by default.
Right.
Unless the Bears have some majestic eight-game season, eight wins,
Did you say 7-9?
Yes, sir.
So who's winning the division?
Let's keep going.
So mathematically, the Bears win the division by going 8-8.
Wow. My Cowboys pick don't look so horrible, does it?
No, actually, I picked the Cowboys to win the division.
Y'all, I know. I did, too. Yeah, I picked the Eagles.
I picked the Cowboys to win the division, 10-6.
Yeah, you did.
11-5. I picked 11-5 for the Cowboys.
9-7 for the Giants.
The Cowboys fan in the room besides me picked the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. He did pick the Eagles.
I picked the Eagles.
You picked the Eagles.
But he's a part might change that because Alshon Jeffries, no show, no practice.
You don't change it now.
And once again, I've seen this movie before with him.
Yeah. All right, moving on to the Bears.
Shot
to
the Bears.
They added Prince. Y'all added Prince, all right?
The guy that can't cover nothing?
Quentin Dempsey.
He worse than a war.
Quentin Dempsey, who can't cover anybody. They added Long Neck Glennon.
Who can't hit it?
He hasn't played in a while. Give him a break.
Do you remember the year before Jameis showed up when he started like those seven games in a row for Tampa?
He got benched because they didn't want to play him.
I mean,
Long Neck's not that bad.
The jury's still out. I'm not.
He looked awful.
Didn't play enough.
Tampa was awful, but
yeah.
He was
they played Lou McCown. He was better than McCown. And who did not like young quarterbacks? Who did not like young quarterbacks?
Coach at the time?
Lovie Smith.
He did not want a young quarterback.
And remember when they were
– that's what got him fired.
During the trading deadline that year, too, everybody wanted Glennon.
Yeah,
right.
Everybody wanted him.
We don't know yet. Glennon actually had some good games in Tampa.
Yeah.
He has 30 touchdowns and 15 interceptions for his career.
He beat Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I don't know why you hate Glennon.
He's 30-15 in his career.
He's
30 touchdowns, 15 interceptions.
You're just mad you're going to lose this
round.
BBB getting worried. And the Bears getting nervous.
I'm not nervous. The Bears are off.
The Bears suck.
Let's go.
I cannot wait.
Let's talk about it. Hold on.
I know the Browns suck, but the Bears
The Bears added Prince, John Jenkins, Deion Sims at tight end. Marcus Wheaton and Kendall Wright.
They added Marcus Wheaton. Oh, yes. Snap. A receiver I actually heard of.
Victor Cruz,
and
too.
They did. And Victor Cruz. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Who was on the team before they got there?
Kevin White, who's a bust.
Kevin White.
He's been a bust so far.
Yeah. They lost Matt Barkley.
Cameron Meredith?
Right.
He had a good year. He actually had a good year.
They lost Matt Barkley. Hey. Let's get through it. Hold on. Matt Barkley, Brian Hoyer, Alshon Jeffrey, they lost, and Logan Paulson, the tight end. Jay Cutler, of course.
Notable.
Melancholy Cutler.
Collie Cutler. Looking at their schedule, week 16 will be the best week of the season. I got a bet on that.
Chicago and Dallas playing?
That's when Chicago and Cleveland play, week 16.
The Bum Bowl.
Yes.
Browns, baby.
Falcons, week one, at home, loss. At the Bucks.
Loss.
Home to the Steelers.
0-4.
At the Packers.
Loss.
Home to the Vikings.
Loss.
At the Ravens.
Loss.
Home to the Panthers.
Loss.
Win. a win. At New
we'll
Orleans.
Beat the Panthers. We're going to beat the Panthers.
Yeah, you're beating the Panthers. Mike Glenn will not lose that game. Bye week, week nine, home to the Packers.
Loss.
Home to the Lions.
Loss.
At the Eagles, that will be a win. Home to the 49ers, win. At the Bengals, win.
What?
At the Lions, loss. Home to the Browns, win. And at the Vikings to finish season. Yes, they will.
4-12.
They will beat.
So you,
they will beat the Bengals.
So for you to be mathematically correct, hey, three quarterbacks got to come up with 8 wins on your team.
All right.
So they just need Mike Glennon to have the
much. All right, what's the record?
3-13.
Again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Yeah. Yes. What games are they winning?
I'm going to tell you a minute.
They needed a miracle go game ahead. From Jay Cutler last year to get one of those wins.
Go ahead. What you got on there, Chief?
10-6. Oh! 10-6.
Is nobody showing up for the NFC North during these games with the Bears playing?
Oh,
yo, not Chicago. We're not Chicago State.
I'm glad.
Not Chicago Community. Not Chicago. Not Chicago PAL Bears. Not
Northwestern.
Not none of that.
The Bad News Bears, maybe, are winning.
Not the Cal Bears. Not UCLA Bruins.
I can't wait till people go back and listen. They go, Kai, you are crazy. People. Yeah.
No, we know
they're going to be hollering at you week 11 when y'all sitting there 0-11 on 1-10.
What you got? 4-12, man.
Not the Tuckasheezy Bears.
He gave us one more win than last year.
Yeah, look, like I said, I said it before. I'll give you 4 or 5 wins. You'll pull it out. Yeah.
All right, looking at the schedule, all right, they will go 5-11.
What,
I see five wins.
Five wins.
Show me. Hold on, I'll tell you.
You can't get a five.
Week 2, Tampa. Y'all start off slow usually.
Not beating us at Tampa.
All right, we'll see.
With Glennon.
We'll see. Revenge.
Make sure you're at the show the week after. We'll
do
the show.
You can come to my house.
Tampa.
Hopefully be like 35 cents.
Tampa Bay. Tampa should be a win.
For real.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh game will be an L. At Green Bay is an L. Vikings. Ooh, that's a win.
Why?
Because I'm telling you,
Vikings defense is tough.
We always split.
Vikings defense is tough.
They'll split more.
Yeah, we always split the Vikings.
They split. They will win at home.
Yeah, they will always split.
And Minnesota starts out slow, too.
They were 5-0 last year.
Yeah, they were.
Then went the rest of the
way. And Sam Bradford is going to struggle this year. I'm just saying. I can't see him doing
coming off the, yeah.
But you had, like, the Bears defense is just really tough like
no,
that.
No, their team is going to be better. 5 wins ain't a Super Bowl win. But
that's a lot of wins for a Pittsburgh team.
I'm telling you 5 wins.
For a team that won 3.
Go ahead, Rocky. Go ahead, Rocky. Hey, the 5 wins.
They finished. Hold on a second. They finished 3 wins last year. 2 game improvement to 5 is not that big of a deal.
Against those teams.
Yeah. Show 5,
okay,
Bobby.
Listen,
Rocky.
All right, hold on a second.
Even if I
Minnesota's not that good besides their defense.
I don't.
And they lost people on defense.
I don't get that
Minnesota.
They don't have
to be that good. They just got to be better than the
no,
Bears.
They won't be.
Listen, Chicago, Cameron Meredith is going to be better. You think Jordan Howard's a better running back.
Jordan, I do like right? Jordan Howard.
Mike Glennon is a better quarterback than this guy here thinks.
I agree. All
right? So he can win at least 3-4.
New Sanchez system, will new win you 2.
Sanchez isn't playing.
He may. He may.
They're going to win 5 games by committee.
The Minnesota game, they can win. At the Ravens will be an L. But who knows with Baltimore?
Yeah.
Because if Joe Flacco's out, that's a win. If they playing Ryan Mallett, they should win that game.
If they play right? Ryan Mallett.
And they have no other – they have less talent than San Francisco.
Yeah.
At wide receiver. I mean, yeah. Mike Wallace and Perryman, but we don't know what Perryman's doing.
They picked up old boy from Kansas City, Jeremy Maclin.
Yeah.
Okay, who's last time we checked didn't do much. So I'm just saying. I mean,
he
was hurt,
and he runs deep patterns.
He's better than
his quarterback can't throw the ball deep.
Listen. Yeah. All right.
Give him
I'm trying to steal.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead. Don't let the middle rock you. Go ahead.
Hold on.
I'm being moved.
Hey, here's the problem I have. Here's the problem I got. You guys are going all at me for 5 wins. This guy here picked 10 wins.
Well, he's delusional. We understand.
I'm not delusional with 5.
He got them Chicago Bear drugs rolling through his veins right now.
You
just had 5 wins since you don't want the Browns to have more wins.
No.
But it's still.
Look. When he said 10 wins, I automatically said Chicago State.
Listen, I'm just saying. Listen, they will be better than you think. This team,
I think so.
I'm not saying 10-6, but boy. Then you got the Panthers. They can win that game because, first of all, John Fox in Carolina, they will play an ugly game against Carolina and end up winning that game.
It's actually Soldier Field.
It's at home. And Carolina will lose an ugly game.
The band that's been killing John Fox since I met him is all of a sudden trying to give credit to John Fox.
No, like, it's not really that. It's more Meredith and Glennon. I'm telling you, Glennon's gonna be very useful.
Kevin White's gonna watch the game.
Yeah, he's gonna watch
from the sidelines like us.
He getting as many snaps as we getting this year.
None.
Yeah. Hey, all right, we'll see.
Ten wins.
Then New Orleans on the road. That's an L. Bye week.
Yeah, that's an L.
Home to the Packers. That's an L. Lions at home.
They can probably win that
I'm
game.
I'm telling you, they can win that game. At the Eagles. I'm not sold on the Eagles because I'm telling you, they address our old wide receiver core came in. Booty Smith that plays back there. Torrey Booty Smith is playing wide receiver. And Armstrong, I can't stay healthy, Jeffries.
That's his revenge game, though. No. That's his revenge
against
game.
Against who?
The Bears.
Oh, you don't get up against the Bears, you can't play against
anybody. That's all we need him for.
That's another L.
That's the week to have Alshon Jeffery on your fantasy team.
Then San Francisco at home. Come on, man. That's a win.
They ain't going to beat the 49ers. They'll Mike Shanahan going to drop 50 on them.
Mike Shanahan.
Brian Hoyer going to go back in Chicago and put up 900 yards passing that week.
Stop talking, Mike. Mike is cut. At Cincinnati. Cincinnati is going to get Marvin Lewis fired this year.
Well, okay.
They are going to stink.
That's a little hyperbolic right there.
What do you mean hyperbolic? That's the truth.
That Bengals team is good.
They still AJ Green and Andy Dalton is still a top 10.
Throwing John Ross. Andy.
Who?
And throwing John Ross.
Okay, first of all, we don't know. He's a rookie.
It don't matter.
We don't know.
Just go.
He's unproven, and we don't know what he's going to do.
Okay.
The second thing, Red Rifle is going to struggle. AJ McCarron would take over to start quarterback.
Name me one person on that Bears defense. You're
by the way, Joe Mixon is not going to be as good as y'all think this year.
Trevathan?
I don't think he's a
– Trevathan?
Trevathan
is good.
He doesn't
scare you.
Defensive line is not that bad.
He don't scare you.
Who's the kid from Oklahoma, defensive line?
Don't worry, I'll wait.
I can't remember his name. But they
are we bringing up somebody to play for the Oklahoma Sooner defense?
One person on the Bears defense that you were afraid of.
The defensive line.
Look.
Richard Dent.
I can't remember their names off the top of my head because I'm not a Bears fan.
Well, it's more of a by committee because they're young. The only way the Bears win 10 games is if they're in a division by themselves.
They're not winning 10 games. Sorry,
they count the bye week. They're not winning five games.
They're winning five games. And then they play at the Lions. That could be a win. We don't know what Detroit's going to be going through. Then they got the Browns at home.
Who do they play on Thanksgiving? Chicago play on Thanksgiving this year? Or that's just Detroit?
No, that's Detroit.
Unless they're playing Detroit.
The Browns are playing in Chicago. That's an L. And then at Minnesota. That will probably be an L. But there's five wins.
Definitely
an
L when the Browns come into town.
There's at least five wins.
If you guys lose that game against the Browns, I am going to cry.
Oh, yeah, that's a wrap.
In laughter.
Yeah, if y'all lose that game.
In case you don't know,
the Browns have better defensive players than the Bears do.
All right, stop it.
They do.
Ooh, who?
That's fact.
Jamie Collins?
That's fact.
Off tops.
Hey,
Joe Hayden, when he's healthy, is a top flight corner.
Danny Shelton. Then your boy.
Miles Garrett, the number
one.
We
hit on the D-line.
Y'all can't say that.
Emmanuel Ogba.
No. You don't know what that Browns
Isaiah
defense.
Crowell was really good last
they
year.
They got clobbered last year on defense.
Well, that's because they played a million players more than anybody else.
But who scares you in Cleveland that is a proven NFL player?
Jamie Collins, Joe Hayden.
One player.
Joe Hayden.
That's more than what Chicago got.
Cody Kessler.
Brock Osweiler. Damn it.
Now, offense is going to be shambles.
Like the Browns, you know what I mean? The Browns Bear game, the final score is probably going to be 9-6, 6-3.
It's going to be a baseball game.
Yeah.
That's going to be awful.
I'm just saying, stop hating the Bears, man.
No. They have a bet going on, my man.
Oh, in case you don't know.
Go ahead. Tell them, Rock.
It is who will have more wins at the end of the season, Mike Glennon or Brock Osweiler?
Ooh. Right? A tough bet. I got Osweiler. Everybody else got Glennon.
There's no way.
Except for me. I got Kessler.
I want to say Glennon, but the last 20 minutes, I've just been riding against Glennon.
Yeah. Heavy.
Here you go. Andy Goldman. That the kid from Florida State.
Yeah.
Burnham McAfee.
Mac McPhee.
All right, that's a good one. Danny Trafin. They got two good linebackers. Prince is horrible. Sherrick McManus is horrible.
They got the giant secondary.
Kyle Fuller is not bad.
He's not good. Gardner.
No, he's
I thought he was
and
good.
Hicks. Hakeem Hicks.
Yeah.
Who?
I am curious to see.
I thought you said Hakeem Nicks. I was like, oh, no, he played offense.
Hakeem Hicks.
Here's Hakeem Nicks.
I am curious to see Bears draft pick Tariq Cohen from North Carolina A&T.
The one
that was out here doing backflips and catching the ball and all that.
Oh, nice.
He better be doing those in games, too.
All right. So, anyway, they will win five games.
Yeah,
right?
He won't play.
All right.
All right. This is BSS Carolina. Thank y'all for tuning in. Check us out every week. Don't forget, Monday at 6:30, we'll have Rule of Three Breakdown Edition with Too Legit. And from California, Kobe, much love.
Side piece.
Catch us everywhere.